coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here on a Monday morning.
What am I doing here? No, I'm just kidding.
I love it you're here. We've been looking forward to this whole speed dating. We're also
speedingly going through everything we have to get quarters so you guys don't get tickets.
I know. Right. We're not done with that. I'm going to be stepping out. I got to find some quarters and I'm going to go feed your meter.
I've got some nickels and dimes, right?
That will work, but that's only like 3 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Do you guys talk fast?
Yeah, not fast enough for the city. They beat us to the $21 ticket. Although you're sporting that Mercedes, so maybe they're going to think you can afford that.
Hey, this is speed coaching right now. It is maybe dating.
All right. Hey, this speed.
Hey, is that your in-laws or ex-in-laws car still?
Oh, which
the
one?
Mercedes?
No, that's fine.
Oh, it's yours? Didn't you remember?
Who the hell gets that?
No.
Who gets that? Mercedes from an ex-in-law?
No. Remember, you had some car from them but when you and I were working together. And yeah, so here's the deal. So I go to Home Depot to try to find a Christmas tree for the office. Remember?
I don't know. You don't keep going though. I don't know if I want to. It was a real windy day,
and the door opened, and this guy said that I hit this other car.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, man, I saw you do that." I'm like, "What are you talking about? No, I didn't. I said it blew open, but I didn't hit it." And he goes, I got pictures of the plates and everything. I said, "You can take whatever you want. I don't care. Look." And so I opened the door, and it didn't hit.
It didn't hit.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I said, "Do you see that now?" He goes, "Oh, okay."
What a jerk.
Totally. But so anyway, so I said some things to him too. I'll be honest. So then anyway, so I tell Kim, and she goes, "Oh, that's fine. It's my ex-in-law's car, and it's got their plates on it, so yeah, I don't care. Remember that?
You know what it was? It was one that they did. They gave to my son, and yes, it was.
But she's like, it's got their plates.
I was just trying to make John feel better, right?
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yes.
All right. So Kim Massey is joining us. Right. Tell us the name of your company, Kim.
Yes, thank you. I'm here today, and I'm with, it's WIBIC. We call it WIBIC. It's Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, which started back, it was women really back in the day. We've been around 37 years, and we're a leading innovative economic development corporation. But since that time, it was during a time when women couldn't, if they wanted to take out a loan, they had to have their husband come along and sign. So we really helped solve that for them at the time, women that were entrepreneurs. But fast forward to today, what we do is, with that, we serve all kinds, men, women, people of color, low to moderate wealth. So we've really expanded those that want to put their dreams to work and start a small business.
Now, it's hard to believe when you said that women, I mean, we're not talking the dark ages, not that long ago.
Right.
They would need their husband to co-sign. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. And at the time, though, it was a great moment to saw a group of women.
Jim, hang on a second. Jim, you don't have to take part in this conversation.
I found a quarter. I'm trying to help her.
He's digging. Todd, Is anybody watching this for her?
It's great.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'm doing it for you.
I'm going to focus in on him later on. We'll create a promo.
You ever see a squirrel when he knows he buried some nuts someplace, but he's not exactly sure? He's just going deeper and deeper and deeper.
I only had enough to put 15 minutes, and this is going to go over 15.
I'll take care of it on my app. Okay. I'll take care
both
of it for
cars?
You guys.
Okay,
I will once, take care of both okay. cars.
Or do I have to sign that over now that you're going to loan me it, like a quarter
yeah, exactly.
right now?
Absolutely.
Do I need my
Absolutely.
In-laws?
With him, yes.
With me, do. But I think you talk about women signing on, and I think it's good that we've made some progress in the state of Wisconsin that to take out a loan even for men, that women, both husband and wife, need to sign that because there's some sad stories out there of people taking on debt without the spouse knowing. So I think that's a good thing. But what I really like about this speed coaching is how they can learn about an industry in a short period of time because people hear stuff and it's like, is that really true? Like media. I think everybody wants to be in the media. Well, you sit down with a guy and I remember my daughter going to sit down with Harry Meyer. He used to be a writer for the Press Gazette. And he's like, look, there's no money in this business. You know? And he was just really, really, and you got to start with a small paper and work your way up, which I thought she learned a lot. And that's the kind of stuff, right?
You can
do it.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this event. I think it's awesome.
I definitely will. With WIBIC, and this is just, and I'm going to quick just pull us back a little bit more, because currently my role with WIBIC, we are, again, statewide organization mm-hmm. with six different offices, and the region that I'm in is the Northeast region. So we have 19 counties. And really what we do is help businesses start, strengthen, or grow. So, and again, this will all lead back to this event. And how we do that, though, is we provide statewide training. We have about 400 different training courses, on-demand, in-person, hybrid. Mm-hmm. And we also do it through technical assistance, and then we do it through lending. So we really help them through the entire process and use resource partners. So this speed coaching event is all of that. It is a data. We're having five different field experts there. We're working with a resource partner, which is SCORE. SCORE is a really great partner of ours. So when a small business comes to WIBIC, I think of it like performing triage. We're like, okay, what do they need? Where are they in this cycle of wanting to start a business?
And I just want to say about SCORE, that is a resource, and I don't know what it exactly stands for, but I know the RE is retired executives, mm-hmm. but they're very helpful. They've been there, and they're retired now, and they want to help businesses. They listen to your business plan, say, oof.
Yes, I think, and they've got the time.
Right. You don't have enough capital, or this is something that the industry is changing too fast for you, or, you know, I just think they can really offer you, and it's free, right? You can, advice is worth what you pay for it. But if you can really learn a lot from
and
this group.
And I think the benefit, too, and back with the speed, and all dovetails to the speed, this one event is that they know it's going to go somewhere. So if a business comes to us and like, okay, I have this idea for a business. I want a loan of, you know, $50,000 from WIBIC. We're like, okay, do you have a business plan? If they don't, we connect them with SCORE, or we have courses, too, that they can take. But then SCORE will come in and they'll mentor them through that entire business process, and they take that time, that one-on-one time. And we're both part of the SBA, right, umbrella. And they're more that really one-on-one technical
That's awesome.
Assistance.
That's fantastic.
So speed coaching, if I talk really, really fast. Yeah. So with that, this event, we do a lot in Green Bay too. So this event is Tuesday at the Urban Hub, which is another partner of ours. And it's 4 to 6. And individuals, anybody out there listening, if people still listen to the show, we're, I just teased.
Yeah, I hurt. Okay. Wow. Well, all right. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
It's hard to not.
I'm sad that I put that money in.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
right, Todd, and what an idiot. Like, why would I be here if no one is making fun of myself.
There you go.
But we if you're interested in anything, like we have marketing, we have somebody there that's really talking about a lease, like get to know the unknowns in a lease, because that can get businesses really trapped if they sign a lease and they don't know what's in it. So we have those experts. We have experts with branding, AI, cash flow. So these are, and you get 20 minutes. So it's kind of a round table, 20 minutes, and you can show up in person or register online. We have information on our Facebook, so it's Northeast WWBIC WIBIC, and there's more information about it on there.
I think this is great. I mean, trying to get FaceTime with somebody that's got 50 years in the business or whatever, and a lot of times they're what's the word? Where you like going with politicians to try to buy them off or whatever you want to call it? Lobbying?
What, life?
Yeah, not lobbying. But you know what I mean? It's like normally their time can be pretty, you know, whatever.
Absolutely, yeah. For their expertise. The time,
And for these people to get this for free, is it free?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's awesome. That really truly is.
It can align you with a mentor that can help you in your industry. And SCORE's, they've got a lot of resources in SCORE.
Yes.
This is at the hub right here in TC?
Yes, the Urban Hub, yes. Because right now, Green Bay.
Oh, the Urban Hub.
Yes, the Urban Hub, Right. It's on the second floor. And with WIBIC, again, with this Northeast region, we have the 19 counties. So we've been doing a lot in Green Bay recently, too.
Yeah.
We have other programs within WIBIC where we've partnered with different
WIBIC, I want to just, you kind of said, it's the acronym starts women, but it's not just for women.
Exactly,
I think it's important to say that, because there's a lot of...
Yes, and being we're part of the SBA, right? So we're a lender and taxpayer dollars, so we're serving everybody. We serve men, women, people of color, low to moderate wealth veterans. We even have a separate program called VBOC where we service veterans.
And in this Pride Month, you even have a division to help the LGB community as well. I mean, I think that I think that's good that when taxpayer money is used, that it's not pigeonholed, that it truly does, you know, people can go and learn what they want. And if they want to take advantage of one of your low doc loans or something, that's a good thing. If they don't, they don't have to.
Because really what they're doing is they're helping the community, right? Because all of a sudden these businesses, you see them in various places and they're giving back to the community.
Right. Right.
We're talking with Kim Massey. What's your actual title?
My title is Regional Director of the Northeast.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm WIBIC. I have to ask you one quick question about your son's entrepreneurial
you're
skills.
Supposed to come, yes.
How's that going?
Really good, right? So thank goodness that is, right, being in this role. But so my son does, he has the Wild Goose Exchange. Right. It's new recycle fashion. So he's good. We have a store downtown Appleton, one in downtown Kenosha. Recently, we are a part of a bold fashion show in Green Bay. So we're helping some individuals with that. But we do. We have the two stores, and they're both doing well. One of them is going to soon be a creative fashion center where we're bringing in other creatives that have fashion expertise and make clothing. So we're going to be, it'll be a showroom for them and a gathering place.
And isn't Spencer involved some way with you guys? Spencer, the greatest artist in America?
He is. Spencer, yes. Thank you again. I see I owe everything to this
John.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything in John, I don't know, right?
He reminds me of that too. Go ahead.
I used to actually drive her to work a lot of times.
Really?
In the beginning.
And have the
her
coffee.
Car was always in the shop or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant.
That's right,
no.
I thought maybe she was like this, like, not diva, but this,
no,
like, you had the coffee at the right temperature.
I wouldn't be having John drive me if I was a diva.
So this was early on the day, I thought, it's like, what am I getting into working with this person?
Again,
here?
Doesn't look
good
on me.
And she's like, oh, God, I'm so tired. It's like, why? She's, oh, it's chasing my neighbor's dog all over the place at escape.
He brought this up last night. No, you're not doing it.
I said, wow, it was a crazy, rainy, cold night. She's like, no, it was raining all over the neighborhood. Finally got him, brought him to my neighbors. I said, hey, I've been chasing him all night. I finally got him. I'm like, got who? It's like, your dog. Says, that's not our dog.
I know.
A wasted night.
I did.
Oh, boy, this will be an interesting experience. Kim, stick around, okay?
All right.
Yeah, Kim Massey, we want to talk more about a little bit about what you're doing with your son and how you encourage other people to do those kind of things, too.
And then I want to talk about, you know, who your clientele is.
Thank
you.
Because
there's a lot of people
want
to start a business, but this is a great place to save them.
And just like having Drew in here, who's been 24 years at the same place on Broadway, which is, you know, challenging in itself years ago. What are these people that you do? What are the difference makers?
And how you can help them be successful, because business is tough. It just is. And the successful ones like Drew, they're nimble, they're frugal.
Yeah. He said they're lean.
And you have resources that people can look at. And I think
the network.
Right.
Yeah.
And SCORE is awesome. They helped us.
Do you still live in that, like, really old building? I mean, a really cool old building?
No.
Oh, you moved from that?
Oh, the store or my
myself? No, the really old apartment thing, that old...
Oh, the Mills. No,
yes.
I do not.
Oh. But she lived in a place where they took one of the old mills in downtown.
Oh, that's cool.
And turned into apartments.
I live in a hut. I don't know.
Don't listen to
anything. I never talk straight.
Don't listen to anything she says. We're just in a quick break.
We call that a Mercedes.
Yeah.
The back of my car.
Welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, being joined by the one and only Kimberly Massey, the pride of New London, Wisconsin, who still, you know, Kim could do a show on her life, okay? And we just started out, okay, Kim, when you were like 9 to 11. Well, I was the world champion horse shower at the time, yada, yada, yada. I lived at Boys Ranch. And the guys taught me how to smoke and where to hide cigarettes. And
nice.
Take these things, your bus off me. Like, my ears are burning out.
And you know what else, though?
What's that?
Okay, you have the only dog in America that doesn't know how to swim. She used to go swimming on horses, right? The horses would swim.
Well, horses can swim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, remember you called me because you had a big debate.
You did. Well, I was
nowhere.
Right.
If horses can swim.
Yeah. Well, no, I think everybody knows that.
Was it about walking over the bridge?
That's right.
Being able to see through the bridge.
We know who the smart one
is. They're afraid of the grids.
Yes.
And that's why they have to.
And my dog is,
Yeah, but horses are afraid of those grids, and that's why they have to put either, you know, a carpeting or paneling, or not paneling, but like plywood or something for them to go over the bridges, like for parades and stuff. And John's like, nah, they're not afraid of that. I'm like, yeah, they are. Anyway,
Kim used to go swimming on her horses. The horses
in the pond,
swim.
Yes. Yeah. In a pond.
That's and your dog won't swim.
Well, he's learning, John. It's not like he doesn't swim. He's learning. He's taking lessons. Jeez.
And you care why? Why?
Wow.
He is a great, great dog.
Great. Thanks for the coffee, though.
So, yeah. and now you're helping entrepreneurs become successful entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And one of the ways to do that is to do a little research. And the way they do their research is through all the resources you provide.
Yes. That yes.
And this event, tell me a little bit more, because I think this could be very beneficial. 2 hours, you could learn a lot that you could maybe take you 2 months.
I will, and thank you again. And we always look at it as a continuum. So the speed coaching event, there are, and this is, we have clients right now with WIBIC that we do provide loans with. So we have, in currently there's about, in Northeast Wisconsin, about 90 different clients that have loans from WIBIC, and our default rate is 4%. So we know we're doing something right. Yep. So with that, what we do is, we help them. Okay, so those that currently have loans, they come to these speed coaching events saying, okay, I may need a refresher. I've been in business for like 3 years. I need to, what do you offer? Okay, you have something on marketing, or you have something with cash flow. Okay, I need to refresh. So that's how we help those current loan clients. But then we also have individuals that come to us wanting to start a business. Right. And maybe they have their business name, or they have a business plan, and they just need help with the business plan, so they can plug into this and talk with an expert as well.
Yeah. I think the business plan, I don't think people understand how important that is, because mm-hmm. the business plan touches everything, right?
It does.
Not just finance, but, you know, marketing, yes. management, you know, and how that's going to be structured. And the problem with business plans is that people use it to get the loan, and then they put it on the shelf, and yes. they need to leave it on their desk and read it like every week, because
that's a good point.
I mean, a business plan. And that's where I think SCORE and I don't know your other resources. I'm looking at this stuff. I don't know.
We use SBDC. We also
partner
with
that's
other.
A good group.
Yes. Yep.
That's good.
Yes.
Group. Okay. That's nice, because they can add a lot of things. And sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get so excited and so mm-hmm. close that we kind of
like
miss
John.
Stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like, he asked the smart questions. But you're right. With the business plan, though, that's so true. Because you're right. You do need that in order to get an SBA loan.
Right.
But some people may just be transactional. Okay, I'm going to fill it out and not really live it. But within WIBIC, we do have courses. We do have a business planning course that it's a 9-week program.
Oh,
so there's something that we can offer, and they can go to that and then simultaneously work with SCORE to mentor them through the business plan.
Okay, now I still want to go back to your son, because I think this is one of the coolest
True.
Things.
I do.
Where, and I'm a firm believer that, especially at that age, your son, he's into two things. He's into music.
Yes.
And he's into the t-shirt shop, whatever you want to call it,
yes.
type thing. Those Vintage. Are two absolute passions. And if I still say the reason I got into the business, because, you know, me with NFL and quarterbacks, so I get into the perfect job. You get into the perfect job. Todd get into his perfect job. But
I'm perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing is with your thing, he was so young mm-hmm. that it would have been so easy for you to say, you know what, go to college, get your degree, then we'll talk about something like this. But
yes.
you encouraged him at a really young age. I think more parents need to be that way. I'm not trying to tell parents how to run the, but I'm saying is it's a whole different generation of kids. These kids are so much sharper and have so much more drive, Jim, and courage to step outside of the box than we had in our era.
I think as parents, and look, I'm with Johnny, I would never tell anyone how to raise their kids. I will say that you need to support their dreams. You do, because mm-hmm. like my youngest is like into this whole writing world, and it's like, I don't know anything about it. And it's like, well, why don't you be a nurse or a teacher? Mm-hmm. And she's very successful now, but you need to support these dreams. And if your son wants to do vintage t-shirts
new
or whatever.
Yeah, recycled fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Kids today with recycling, that is like where it's at. Restores. I mean,
yes.
they have the money to buy from Macy's or Neiman Marcus, and they go to these restores and buy their furniture. I think that's really admirable.
Yes.
I think it's
and
great.
It's cool, isn't it? Because we had the lady
cool.
on last week of a store. What's the name of the store? I can't think of it right now.
Green Bay.
But where they...
Uptown Cheapskate?
Yes.
Correct.
Uptown Cheap. Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a lot of designer
yep.
stuff for women. And they, okay.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is that...
Go
that's.
There later.
What's that?
I'll go there later.
Oh, there you go. But the cool thing is with things like that, it used to be where, you know, the design, you got a Neiman Marcus or whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Versus now, where'd you get that? It's like, I got it for $6 at the so-and-so store. That's mm-hmm. the cool part now, isn't it?
Yes.
It's bragging rights.
It is.
So it's like SCORE.
It was embarrassing to us to talk that we got this at Goodwill. when I was their age. And now it's like, Dad, this is so
cool.
Well,
and the clothing was made. So one, thank you again with my son too. And I encouraging him because he does. He has two stores and we were asked to open one up in Door County next year. But he's still a sophomore at college because he's on a voice scholarship. So he's still going to finish school. But and he's running his one in downtown Kenosha Wall at Carthage. But so you're right. So really making him and make him fail fast was the thing too.
The other thing.
Say that again. Wait a minute. Say that again.
To make him like you. To make them fail fast is a theory, right? Right. Just if you're going to try it, because then fail fast. If you're going to fail, then
I gotcha.
Get it out of your system. However, you need to go. You know, forewarned is forearmed. You know, you really need to.
Yes.
And there's so many resources. There's a lot more resources today than there was when we were his age.
Yes.
I think there are.
Yes.
And to take advantage of them, and it's a lot of the stuff is no cost, right?
Yeah. Then what? Oh, with WIBIC, yes. The training, yes. All of our with our statewide training of like 400 different training.
Nine weeks of training is free.
Oh, that the one for the business plan. We did have a sliding fee scale for that visit, but it was up to like $249. But then we do, yes, and pretty much we do. A lot of people that and it's free.
I had spent $249 to save myself a couple hundred thousand. So, yeah. Wow.
And then you get the network.
Right. And that's, we talk about, you know, obviously with veterans, how important networking is, but in small business, networking is absolutely critical. We started in the incubator and while it helped us from a cost standpoint, it was great to talk to other people that were in the same water we were. Like,
well, and then the thing too, again, supporting that entrepreneur, like once they do receive a loan, this is what we always, is very special. We have a small business consultant that is with them the life of that loan.
Oh, cool.
So then they can help guide them, be a mentor.
That's awesome what you're doing for the
great
community.
Great stuff. Do you have to go anyplace or do you stick around a little bit?
Okay, I'll take your quarters just to
Okay.
and maybe plug my meter.
Oh, God. Kim Massey. It's got a speed coaching event talking about here. Ashley Shepherd is coming our way from Oshkosh. Talking about Sonder Coffee. We had a great time in Oshkosh, didn't we?
You know that is a
this
great,
is no
great
lie, though.
City.
I'm not even kidding about this. Todd, from that day to this day,
10
pounds.
You gained?
I gained 10 pounds. And it started with that coconut ice cream explosion.
On air.
Yeah, that's
started with
so
that.
So notice how John blames.
It started with
he
that.
He gained 10 pounds. It's because of this coconut ice cream pie that
we gotta set a break.
He's blaming the restaurant.
We gotta set a break.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Man here. Mayor here.
Mino and the Man.
Man and the Man. Has some great guests today. Andy Van Handel and Chris Vincent Vinny from the Freedom Free Fall, which is just a great organization taking veterans skydiving. Vanessa Moran joined us, of course, from Feed the Starving Children with some phenomenal news of the money they raised yesterday at the Rockers game. Drew Neerdals talking about how to survive in the business world on Broadway for a quarter of a century, which is phenomenal. And now we have a young lady. Oh, and Kim Massey's here, too. Also, a young lady here. Ashley Shepherd, Sonder Coffee of Oshkosh. And Ashley, this is a perfect segue here because Kim is huge into women entrepreneurs with small business. And Jim, of course, is Jim. And I'm here. So, Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I actually was going to school to open my own coffee shop. And then this trailer just kind of dropped into my lap. It happened so quick. And I'm loving it so far.
And Drew said that. You got to be nimble, right? Things come up. You got to be able to react and not go through this long process because then you're going to lose it.
Nimble and lean.
Nimble and lean.
That's kind of like me. That's what I am as a human.
Okay.
No way to test that out,
no,
really.
It's, believe me, it's not nimble. It's nibble.
Okay.
Here we go. Back to you, your business. So tell us about how this happened, and it seemed like you're catching fire here.
Yeah, like I said, it happened really fast, and there was really no stopping it. And we've had so many other people contact us about coming to events and stuff, and it's great.
What exactly do you do, Ashley? Explain it to everybody. So we see the pictures here, but go ahead and explain it.
So it's a 1960s Shasta trailer that the guy who previously owned it, he redid the whole thing, gutted it, so it's gorgeous looking. So we have like a great espresso machine. We make amazing coffee, and
So you go to events. Shasta, the Shasta trailer, which is so cool looking, right? I mean, of course,
classic.
We talk
Did you ever see the I Love Lucy episode where they bought a trailer and traveled around the country?
The big silver one?
Yes! Remember that?
Those Airstreams?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Ashley, did you ever see that episode, I Love Lucy?
I haven't, but I know the trailer you're talking
about. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Go ahead.
We talk about food trucks. The class, the students have to do a project, and they usually pick a food truck. But the marketing of the food truck is really important because you get there, and there may be six or seven or, you know, I don't know, 10 others. That's a cool-looking trailer you got. So I think that in of itself is attractive.
Oh, and yeah. We'll be at events, and people will just come by, and they love the trailer. They just stare at it.
Right.
Well, just as far as getting it all together, Kim, go ahead and give her some questions about what has she done? What are the pitfalls? What are the things to the hurdles you have to go?
Before we do that, how did you get the capital to do this? Did you save your money? Did you go to a loan like Kim offers? Or can I ask? You don't have to tell us, but I'm just curious as how people get their start up money.
Yeah, I've been saving money, and then my parents have also been helping me out as
awesome.
Well.
Go ahead, Kim.
That's great, and I hope they're charging you a competitive, a decent interest rate.
Yeah,
well,
we are.
Yeah, I always liked, because right when you own your own business, you have to have that real passion, that grit, just to get you through those days, the difficult days. So just what's your passion with coffee? What's that connection?
I lived in Milwaukee for a couple years, and I took probably 6 or 7 3-hour classes on a whole bunch of different stuff. And after doing that and learning all the backstories on coffee, how it's all made and everything, I fell in love with it. And it's just been like that for ever since I can remember.
And then how do you source the coffee that you currently are using?
We get it from a roastery in Backroads. It's up in Hayward. And I tried so many different other brands and roasters, and this, I just fell in love with this one.
Oh, that's cool, because Wibbick, we just opened our 6th office in Hayward. That's fantastic. Yeah. What's the name of it again?
Backroads Coffee.
Okay. That makes sense.
And how's the labor pool to help you, because you can't be there all the time?
And we see the child labor laws that are going to affect you with those little workers you got there.
I got a feeling of your kids, although they're exempt.
Yeah. It's mainly me and my mom doing it. Otherwise, my friends help out. They love doing that stuff too. So they've been a great help.
That trailer is just so cool. I mean, that just conjures up images of old movies and TV shows.
And quality,
right?
60s. It's just,
and it just
a little
looks
throwback.
Great.
Yeah. And Ashley, did you have to write a business plan, which is something that we've been talking about?
I didn't, no, but I do have one just for myself, like little notes and stuff.
So do you drive this to all the different locations and set it up?
I do. Yep, I do. My mom will help me back it in, but otherwise I do it all myself.
Outstanding.
So when you're not at events, is there a place that you're typically parked in Oshkosh and serve there?
Yeah, we have been going to Osh Pop down. It's over on Oshkosh Ave. We know the owners, and they love having us over there as well.
Osh Pop Gourmet Popcorn.
Yes.
Very cool.
Another small business in Oshkosh, guy that worked, you know, in retail for a long, long time, and finally said, you know what? I want to do my own thing. And he's been there for several years.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
So, Kim, let me ask
you. Get him
you,
on.
You're doing well. You've got a unique, not unique product. I mean, I'm sure it's a unique product once, because of what you talked about, how much you know about coffee. But what are your plans? You're going to get more of these trailers? You're going to franchise this thing? You're going to build it up and sell it? I mean, most business people have a larger plan than just
not,
what
not
you
really
see.
Content to being where they are.
No,
huh?
They never are.
Yeah, I want to have like a brick and mortar one day. That was my original dream.
Oh, really? Really? You're going to go to brick and mortar? All right, because we talked to a guy, Ace, who said he would never do brick and mortar. And
it seems like it's split on that these days, isn't it, though?
Because, I mean, brick and mortar is cool because there's a lot you can
do with
it. Do
you find that, though, too, Ashley? Like some people are like, don't do that.
Yeah. Split for sure.
Because like, are you open at all during the winter?
We will be at the Festival of Lights in Menasha, but it's really hard to in the winter because we don't want the pipes to freeze and stuff.
Right.
Whereas brick and mortar, you could be open 24/7. Not 24/7, but I mean 12 months a year.
What's that next step, Kim, between something like that and the brick and mortar?
Yeah, great question. And that's
$200,000.
Your son did this exact same thing, right? From a truck to a thing?
A pop-up, yes. And it's the business plan then. This is where, because eventually if you do go to brick and mortar place, and right now maybe you don't need the funding, right, that piece of it. But I think a business plan would you would need to start working on, and then trying to figure out like what, because the next step would be a loan. Because I think even though people are like, oh, I've got all this money saved, I've got X amount of money saved, we're like, well, all right, use that money and as a down payment for a loan, because you don't want to just keep using your own savings for it. So there's right. other, so there would be ways to just with the business plan projections and maybe location too. But that's the business plan.
One of the reasons why I brought you both on at the same time or around the same time was because I felt like Ashley's got such a unique product here doing some cool stuff. I think you guys with the services you have could, I mean, even the speed thing, right? The speed. Yeah.
Ashley, what are you doing tomorrow? 4 to 6 Urban Hub.
Speed coaching. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot you can learn. And Ashley, I think that's, you got two things going for you. I mean, to go to a bricks and mortar, yeah, you're going to probably, I'm assuming you're going to have to take out a loan, but what the bank is going to like is that you have a track record. You know, you're not like starting off at bricks and mortar. That's a tough sell to a bank, but you know, you're going to have, you know, time with just a food truck, and you've learned, I'm sure you're learning a lot every day with this labor, marketing.
Yeah. Well, what we do see with loans too, though, it is retail and restaurants. Banks are always just a little more hesitant. They like real estate. So we do have relationships with banks, and they say, don't say no, say WIBIC. So they refer a lot of like restaurants, retail to us because then they keep the transactions, right? But so we do get, we work with banks well.
Kim, what have you seen, in once you've dealt with, what have you seen as just a couple of key things of why they succeed or why they fail?
You know, I would say, well, I'm trying to, on a specific industry, I think it would, but I believe it's the projection piece of it and not being realistic with numbers is a piece. Because when once you write the business plan, then you have projections, people really, the projections are off. They don't always match the business plan. So I would say it's projections.
Okay.
Totally. I mean, I just couldn't agree with that. Because we're optimistic, right? Entrepreneurs, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do, you know, so many customers an hour or so much a day, and if it doesn't happen, So what are you learning, Ashley? I mean, you've been at this for a little while. I bet you're learning a lot.
Things go wrong really quick. We've already had to replace our espresso grinder, and those are not cheap at all, which that's been a big setback for sure.
Well, it's funny. We had the lady on from Menasha, who runs a great little hot dog store. Or sub sandwich in Menasha.
Yep.
They were like small business of the year.
Chicago Hoagies.
Oh, Chicago Hoagies.
Yeah, yes. Chicago, yes.
And we're talking about, you know, Jim was asking her, you know, well, what are some of the things that into business, people might just, if you have a problem with your bathrooms, you got to shut down if your bathrooms don't. You know, these other things you never think of until you're actually doing it that it's hard to prepare for. Do you find that, Ashley?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's because our espresso grinder, that's one of our main things that we need to work. So it was so bad. It was down for probably a week and we had to spend a ton of money on a new one.
Well, and Ashley, what about all the different, you know, there's all these different safety, right? Safety.
Yep.
And did you know about some of that going into it? Like the things, the permits that you needed or?
Yeah, I did that. I did a ton of research. And then I've also worked in coffee for like the last 4 or 5 years. So I've kind of got a hold on all of that stuff before all of this happened.
Anything surprised you about having the mobile unit of permits you needed?
A lot of like weird permits that I needed that you wouldn't think that you would. Like you have to like basically tell the city where you're going to be parked, even though you're like, I don't know where I'm going to be parked.
And then so that was 50 feet from this and that. And you know what? I don't know. Yeah. I think, look, I'm a free enterprise guy. And I think government sometimes has a little too much control over someone that, especially a food truck. Not that you can park on some guy's front lawn and do that, but I think sometimes you don't want to burden an entrepreneur down with paperwork and compliance issues. It's like you need to sell coffee. That's why you're in business, to create jobs and, you know, hopefully you make a good living.
How do you find all your places to go? Just from
We'll like look on social media. We'll look for events around town. A lot of them have contacted us, which has been great. Like we're going to be at the Summer Vintage Fest in Oshkosh. There's going to be like 5,000-6,000 people there, and they contacted us.
Great.
You know, that says a lot about you, because somebody told them to contact you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, we talk about all this advertising and marketing and how people spend way too much on this and that, but word of mouth is absolutely the best you can do. And I'm sure you have a good following on your Facebook and social media.
That's so important now.
Yeah, it is. And believe me, they didn't have that when I started my business, and I'm glad they didn't because I still don't understand it. But
Ashley, if John Mino asks if he could drive the trailer and like park it for you, that would be a no.
Why would you say that?
And
you could sit on the top of it.
Wave like a homecoming queen.
but Ashley,
only if you wear the gown. Okay.
But Ashley, we'll draw some. The wild goose.
Yeah, that would be a no. But Ashley, when it comes to getting there quickly, I could help you.
Yes. Well, Ashley, tell us where you're going to be over the next couple of weeks so people can stop by and
The farmer's market in Rome. In July 20th, like I said, is the Vintage Fest. And then there's a car show on the 21st, July 21st.
And where can people connect with you? Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook. There's even on our website, we have a little message board that you can contact us on.
And will you do private events? Or, you know, people want to contact you to get you to go to their, whatever, their car show, or there's so many events going on in Wisconsin this time of year. That's the same place they go if they want you to bring your trailer to their event?
Yep. You can do, like I said, the website, Instagram, and Facebook. Okay. That's the best way to try and book.
And I just want to ask a quick question. What's like the hot coffee going these days? What's the popular one?
It's definitely flavored lattes. The one that we've sold out on multiple occasions is we do like a s'mores latte, which people love that one.
S'mores?
Yeah. So it's chocolate, cinnamon, and then a toasted marshmallow flavor.
What would a John Mino latte taste like?
Yeah. It would have coconut, right?
It would have to have coconut. It would have to have coconut.
And vodka.
Wow. Yeah,
trying to brand your experience.
My God.
Ashley's serving that stuff out the back, though. Yeah. So, you know.
Mino on the top.
This morning I was talking to Johnny when I got here. I went to a coffee shop. I want to say who it is, but I'm old fashioned. I like vanilla ice cream. I'm one of those guys, but I like coffee with cream. So I ordered a coffee. My wife got the latte that you're talking about, but I said, I'll just have a coffee and cream. And then we got the bill, but the coffee was $2.95 and the cream was $1.
Yeah. A lot of places are starting to upcharge those, especially
for
like
cream?
The alternative books. Yeah.
Did you use a lot?
I mean, 20 cents maybe, but I mean, you really 30% of the product is not cream. I mean, it's just like, it's like maybe 5%.
Don't yell at Ashley.
Yeah, you didn't buy it at her place.
You're supposed to promote.
No, I totally did.
She doesn't
but
do
I,
that.
Ashley, I was talking about a restaurant I went to in Manitowoc, and I put mayonnaise on my French fries instead of ketchup. So I asked the girl for can I get a little thing of mayonnaise for my fries? She brings it back, and on the bill, $1. The little dollop of
upcharge.
Yeah.
Oh wow. But
hey, but Ashley, best of luck with what you're doing.
I just want to say, in her defense, Ashley, it was a jar of mayonnaise.
5, 4. Thanks, Ashley.
You probably put your finger in
best
it.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
We had a text come in this morning. Let me read it to you. It's about Ashley. They said, Ashley did a great job on the show this morning for someone so young and to be drilled with those questions from those two guys. So there you go.
All right. Those two people, you mean? She was really talking about Ashley and John.
No, you can't go.
Okay.
Wow.
No, that's great.
Sounds like most guests have had. Are we done yet? Can I go now?
Do you realize how much she's learning? And, you know, business, as much as, you know, coffee, T-shirts, I don't know, converted paper products. There's some common threads, making money, you know, trying to build your business with referrals versus spending a lot of money. And, you know, I hope she's successful with the coffee, but even if not, she's learning so much just about the business world and capitalism.
Yes.
And how the government needs to stay out of it and let her run her business. And those are all good things that are akin to any industry. So I think that's great what she's learning at such a young age, like you said, Todd. And she's got, I don't know, we weren't that tough. I mean, I love the entrepreneur. I just think what she's doing is great. And your son too, right? They're all.
You know what you know who else? You know who impressed this guy so much it was unbelievable is Fanny.
Oh, yes, with Uni Uni.
Oh, man.
Uni
tea?
The boba tea. Her story is always one that Wibbick likes to at least talk to for content because she had a business plan. She went around and did research.
Oh my God.
And she probably shared that, right? So she did have a business plan, but
I'm not saying, oh my God, yeah. like she really did the research.
I mean, and boots some people, on the ground.
She did. She sat in other competitors' coffee tea shops and listened to what the customers said and just really, it, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she just really dug into that.
But here's what the difference was, is she did go to various banks and she could not get funding. She went to seven different banks, but because she was startup, even though she had a great business plan, so that's when she was referred to WIBIC. And that's why we're more character lending and being a CDFI, like we just are, we look more at like the person and we interview the person and talk to them.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So we were able to.
That's where we would. Get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Us?
Yeah. We have good business plans.
Okay.
We have a great idea.
Yeah, do we'll get have into a business that. Plan for Civic? Yeah, that's right.
No, we're not Civic. We're not Lotus, but we have, wait till we get into this. What is it, the funeral bar? No.
Yeah, well, that's one of them.
Yeah. We have.
We got plans. If we it gets every time we talk about something, somebody else takes it and runs
that's
with it.
True,
that's
true.
That's happened at least two or three times already.
We know we have listeners.
Yes. And they're stealing all our ideas.
Tell me though about this the boa. What's the name of her?
Uni.
And where's she located?
She's downtown Appleton, College Avenue.
She's on College Avenue, which is a great location.
And a food truck. She just recently got a food truck, so she's been traveling, and she's going to be rebranding soon too.
Wow.
So this is where with WIBIC now with our small business coach. So our small business coach, I mean, Fanny's fantastic, but the small business coach will come in and check in with her. And she's like, okay, I'm going to be doing this. Or that, you know, she'll be sharing what she's going to do. And if she needs help, we can step in. But Fanny's takes and runs.
You know what's cool though too? People are taking like the Ashley we just had. That trailer is a showstopper.
Yes.
Just from looking at
the
that.
The cool factor.
The cool factor. So, I mean, different ways. I mean, you've got Spencer doing some artwork for the Wild Goose.
Yes.
You got to be that way these days, too, don't you?
You're not successful alone, right? You need.
And it's the word of mouth. It's the cool factor. People are like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the businesses that we've had on here have just had that little spark, that little angle. And I think that's why they're going to be successful. And, of course, I want to go back to the character. Everybody we've been on here has been stellar. I mean, these people are very.
Do you think I have the cool factor?
No. Okay.
If you're on top of that, Shasta.
Yeah, waving.
Both hands.
We're working on it.
Kim, tell me one more thing, though. Because you've been in a lot of different types of businesses, and you've raised lots and lots and lots of money. What's the climate out there these days for donating or trying to get behind people? If a bank doesn't want to give it to you, can you get, you know, some people that are shareholders or whoever you want to put? What's the climate out there right now for that?
For businesses or nonprofits?
No, businesses.
You know what? If anything,
investors.
Yeah.
You know, okay, and that's a different realm. I get that, like seed and angel investing more versus going to a bank. Something I don't have, I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with that currently with WIBIC because that's not the model. But I know, I'm trying to think with WIBIC, we're still lending. We're always lending and able to lend. And so I'll kind of go with that. So with our lending model, we can lend anywhere from like $1 to $350,000 is our threshold. But there's a thing right now with Wisconsin called Kiva. And it's something we're like the number three, I think, behind like California and other organizations with Kiva. And it's a nano loans, but it's a different way to crowdfund for funding anywhere from $1 to $15,000. And that's really like using your platform. So that's been very, and you don't need a business plan. You don't need a credit score. So we've been seeing really uptick in that.
Really, the crowdfunding is working?
It is, yeah.
I mean, I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that people have to be careful because, again, this passion can, I don't want to call it blind ambition, but you got to be a little bit careful with venture capitalists because those of us who talk to them call them vulture capitalists because you're doing your business because you want to be in control and you don't want to lose that control.
And Kiva, the thing with Kiva right now is what you really do is it's more about getting your network. So let's say if you want to get, say she needed to buy some her espresso equipment piece, and all of a sudden she just puts out a little story, her photo, and she spreads it out to maybe her 40 friends to give 20. So it's really small increments of $25, and it's really about getting the masses in. So once she gets, say, her 40 friends to give $25, it opens up internationally. It's the gentleman that, so once it opens up internationally, then other individuals can give increments of $25 to $50.
Oh, cool.
And they get paid back to then reinvest.
We don't have time for that. How do they get? Yeah. I want to know a little bit more about that because I thought crowdfunding was just charity.
Well, no. If you look up,
there's
Kiva,
equity and you get your money back.
Yeah. So look up. It's Kiva, like WIBIC, WWBIC, and then Kiva's. Yes.
It's a
we've been.
Is there a guarantee or is it just 100% risk?
I mean, yeah, there's a guarantee with the Kiva.
Wow. I got to look into that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We could use that.
Yeah.
We could use a lot of Kiva. We've got a lot of Kiva we got to look into. Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And I can post it on your right, the Mino and the Mayor had a look just to remember your name.
Just to remember the whole thing.
You guys make me go spacey, but yeah.
We make you spacey. Oh, okay. Great. All right. Right.
Well, we're going to get the end game with this show is a private jet. So we have ways to go, but we're working on it, Jenny.
Todd, where did that come from?
No idea.
I thought it was to get a billboard.
A boat.
I thought it was more of these old-fashioned candy root beer.
Remember the old thing? From the mind of Minolta. Remember that? No. From the mind of the former mayor. And it's just all this wacky stuff.
From the mind of the former mayor.
We're going to be picking out the interior before you know it.
All right. Wow. Kim Massey, I'd love to say it's been a pleasure having you here.
You would love to say it, but I won't say it.
Wow.
I could
see
say
you
it.
Soon.
Oh, I'll be back.
Draw me would your son want some of my old t-shirts to sell at his store?
Yeah, well, we're new in recycled fashion, so it's not t-shirts without the armpit stains, right?
Yeah. Right.
Don't worry, I cut all the sleeves
Johnny's
off to show these guns. All right, we're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor.
Oh, we ended it?
See ya.